There are about 1 million surviving veterans just of the Vietnam War, and at least 20% of them are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And then there are the thousands of veterans coming back from the two current wars and then Operation Desert Storm in Vietnam. Knowing that there are that many soldiers with PTSD out there is one thing. Getting treatment for them is another. And until now, it's been extremely difficult to get any kind of compensation for PTSD treatment from the Department of Veterans Affairs. But the department is preparing to issue new rules that will make proving PTSD substantially easier for veterans. They could go into effect as early as Monday. We're joined now by Jim Dow. He's the national correspondent for a partner of the New York Times, and he covers veterans and military affairs. And he wrote about this in an article for today's New York Times. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
First, can you tell us, A, what are the symptoms of PTSD? And B, why has it been difficult to prove that a veteran has it?
Well, the symptoms, I think, are generally a certain emotional numbness, irritability, a tendency to, very vividly relive your traumatizing experiences, flashbacks, we call those things, as well as a number of other symptoms. The issue isn't so much proving that you have PTSD. There are plenty of veterans who come back, active duty soldiers who come back and get a diagnosis of PTSD. The trick is convincing the Department of Veterans Affairs that your PTSD was a result of a particular experience at war, and that's where the rub lies. The veterans had to say, I experienced this particular horrifying event. I was shot at. I was caught in a firefight for 10 hours. I saw my best friend blown up, and that has caused my PTSD. You would then have to find ways to document that. If you served in Vietnam, you might have to prove something that happened, 40 years ago through paperwork or testimony. And that's what made it difficult. If you couldn't show a clear connection between your PTSD and these traumatizing events, you might not get any disability coverage. And so that's what's being changed now, is the VA is saying, you don't have to bring us a piece of paper, you don't have to bring us an after-action report that shows that you were in this horrific event. If you were in the war zone at that particular time and you had the type of job that might have led you into that kind of experience, we're going to accept your story on face value.
That's a big change, and it's one I bet that Chuck Luther can appreciate. He's a former Army sergeant who suffers himself from PTSD, also the founder of Disposable Warriors, which is a support group for soldiers who suffer from PTSD. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
You yourself suffer from PTSD. Can you trace that back to one specific event that occurred while you were in the Army?
I can't actually. There were actually two distinct situations that I attribute where I believe my PTSD started from.
And could you document them if you were asked to?
Believe it or not, I was asked to. I was a part of that 22-page application for my compensation and my diagnosis backup, and I wrote down what I knew, and it took over 13 months for them to verify through the Army channels that I was in that location at that time, and it took quite a while.
But you're one of the lucky ones, right? Many of the soldiers that you work with through your group Disposable Warriors cannot document or point to any specific occurrence that caused PTSD.
Exactly. There's a lot of guys out there that you look at and you ask and you say, well, what could have caused it? What can you help me to try to dig through to try to document an incident? And they'll just look at you and like, I don't know. And because there's so many, I can tell you from being boots on the ground for the months that I was there, the two that I know of are the things that stick in my mind over and over. But there's other things that I have the dreams about that replay that it could have quite possibly been one of those episodes also.
Oh, Chuck, that's awful to hear. I guess the question that I have, Jim Dow, I mean, the military gives medical checkups and screenings to people who come into the military. Why not psychological screenings to at least get a baseline so you'd know that people have changed over the course of their combat careers?
Well, that's what we had actually proposed, and we're still pushing to propose the Department of the Army and other channels is that you're right. We check to make sure we don't have flat feet. We make sure that we have flexibility in our waist, our wrist, our backs, our knees, and everything when we come into the MEP station in process. Why not get a fine? You're right, so that we have something to go off of, so we can 100% say it has or it has not changed. And that would actually alleviate where we say there's a lot of fraud going to be happening. I know that's come out now saying by easing the rules, we're going to have a tremendous amount of fraud from soldiers saying, I have PTSD because I was near a mortar blast.
And Jim, this is something you talk about, that there's some pushback on these new rules, not only because of the cost. They project it will cost $5 million to treat extra veterans with PTSD, but also they say it will lead to a economic dependency among younger veterans whose conditions could be treatable. Explain.
Well, it's $5 billion, actually. I think that notion of economic dependency is probably similar in concept to the notion of welfare dependency that many conservatives made an issue of and that they got welfare reform out of. The notion is that I think the way the theory goes is that PTSD is something that you can treat if there is proper treatment available, but that if you give somebody an incentive essentially to remain ill, they will perhaps lose a bit of the will, a bit of the energy, a bit of the desire to get better, because you do have to obviously participate actively in your treatment. And I think that's where their theory goes. And so the notion being, if you're getting a monthly check that is dependent on having a PTSD diagnosis, you're not going to be motivated to get better. The counter argument is that you'll hear this time and again that veterans groups will say the real reason vets try to get these designations as disabled from PTSD is because they really want access to free health care and that they want to get better, and it's not really so much the monthly check. Many of them don't get enough out of that check to live on anyway, and they have to work. And so that's where the argument goes.
Jim Dow is the New York Times national correspondent covering veterans and military affairs. His article about this appears in today's paper. Chuck Luther, former Army sergeant who suffers from PTSD and founder of Disposable Warriors. Thanks to both of you.